one of the major keys to your success and in your life and in the ability to persuade is to understand human nature and the way human nature treats change. Humans tend to resist change, but everything you want is on the other side of change, to change yourself, to change other people. So I want to spend some time talking about transformational, long-term, permanent, lasting change. Because when you persuade, you are changing someone's ideas, their thoughts, the product or service that they use, and it's one of the keys to your success to understand and be able to help people change. Change is constantly happening all around us. Whether we like it or not, change is the key to our success and to our financial future. Often in our own lives, however, change is something we fiercely resist. Why is this resistance so often the case? We can only become who we want to become through change. What we do or do not experience financially, spiritually, or physically is dependent on whether or not we are willing to make changes. In spite of knowing this, we still often wallow in our comfort zone. Even when achievement sits on our doorstep, we're still too comfortable to make an adjustment. The irony is that if you want anything to change in your life, the only place to begin is with yourself. You are the only one who can exert complete control over and alter your destiny. Most people wish for things to change, but instead of doing anything to make that change happen, they sit back hoping and waiting for luck to knock on their door. Well, the fact is, reality will eventually rear its ugly head and show you that life doesn't work that way. Waiting for the lottery, waiting for the long-lost inheritance, or waiting for the big raise will not produce the results you want. The very first place to look for transformation is within. Sure, you may legitimately have cause to point some fingers, but doing so will only delay your success and happiness. When you take ownership of yourself, your life, and your income, you are on the way to harnessing success. I have learned early in my life that if things need to change, it was up to me to change them. I have had the great pleasure working with Jim Rohn, who inspired me to new levels of success and happiness. As one of America's greatest speakers, I consider him one of my early mentors. When I first met Mr. Rohn, I was sitting at a dinner table with 10 other people. I grabbed a seat near him and I wanted to listen to his words of wisdom and conversation. When a lull in the conversation arose, I was caught off guard when Mr. Rohn asked me about my goals, my dreams, and my aspirations. In response, I began to talk about many of the roadblocks I'd experienced in my pursuit of success. I listed all the reasons why I wasn't able to achieve my goals and dreams. I let him know who was to blame and insisted none of it was my fault. I thought I had made a pretty good case, and then the hammer dropped. Jim looked at me and said, "Kurt, for things to change, you must change, and for things to get better, you must get better." The brief moment in time changed my life forever. It was then that I realized that everything I wanted in life is on the other side of change, not the other side of an excuse. I also realized that no matter the excuse, good or bad, it would not produce results. If you want to make the same kind of transformation in your life, the first thing you have to do is take an honest look at yourself and where you're going. You can't make the changes if you won't acknowledge what needs to be changed. Where are you starting? What is your current situation? If you could change one thing in your life, what would it be? It is only from honestly assessing where point A is that you could develop a well-defined, well-planned route to plan B. The next obvious thing to determine is where point B is located. In other words, what exactly are you aiming for? What do you want? Now, it's important when you talk about persuasion and self-persuasion that when you understand change within yourself, you will be able to help others change their lives. You'll become a better persuader. When you look where you want to go, it's not the time to be timid. Don't shortchange yourself because you want to be careful or reasonable or you don't want to rock the boat. Shoot for the stars. You'll define the path to get there. But first, you have to know what exactly you're even trying to reach. In other words, you must begin with the end result and then work your way backward. You have to know exactly where you want to go and what you need to change and get there. Sometimes people are actually afraid of being too successful. To be brilliant or amazing might actually be a scary proposition. As success comes into sight, you might feel a lot of responsibility weighing down on you. So how successful should you be? How healthy should you be? How wealthy should you be? How strong should your relationships be? Consider the following powerful quote from Nelson Mandela. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightening about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are unique creatures. In spite of the seeds of greatness that lie within us, we seem to program ourselves to do the least amount possible to get by. That is, we often do only what is necessary to survive. I see this tendency with my students at the local university all the time. Their mentality is, what is the least amount of work I can do to pass this class? You know, they are paying top dollar to get their education, yet rarely do you see a student take advantage of all the learning that is at their disposal. We see symptoms of the same mental laziness, lack of progress, and resistance to change in the world, too. What is the least amount of work I can do to get a paycheck and not get fired? When we are in this lazy mindset, we can't find happiness, and as a result, our souls start to rust. The challenge is this. We don't see the consequences of our behavior fast enough. Time ticks by, and by the time we're even aware of how off course we've gotten, years have flown by. We live in a society where we want the quick fix, the easy way out. Unfortunately, however, that is not how life works. If it takes someone 5 years to gain 20 pounds, why does someone else think he could completely lose it in a couple weeks? Another example is fast food. We know it's not good for us, and yet, hey, nothing bad happened today after I had that supersized order of fries. The consequences of unhealthy food will take time to manifest, but in the meantime, the instant gratification of fast and delicious meal now overpowers the concern for the future. Think about this. Imagine if every time you ate at a fast food restaurant, the consequences were immediate. When you took a big bite of that burger and ate some of those French fries, you felt a bulge near your midsection. If that were the case, it wouldn't take long before you changed your ways. There are thousands of habits and patterns in our lives that fit the instant gratification scenario. Another example is debt. So what do we do when we're constantly confronted with such difficult choices? Immediate pleasure versus future gain. What do we do about it? You would be very wise to make habit as soon as possible of analyzing your life at least on a weekly basis. Determine what you want to change now, not after years of reinforcing the wrong habits. The saying goes, old habits die hard, and it's really true. Stop destructive cycles now before the strands that bind you become an impenetrable rope. Without changing your action, your wishes and hopes will only be whims that never go anywhere. It is time for your dreams to start to bear fruit. So are you ready to welcome change in your life? Good. Remember, as Albert Einstein said, you can't solve a problem with the same mind that created it. Once you have recognized the need to change and have embraced the opportunity to change, then you will need to start organizing your plan of action. Think backward. What is the big picture? What are the major phases within the big picture? What are the steps within each phase that will move you from one point to the next? It is worth pointing out here that you must be careful not to let the opinions of others dissuade you. I'm sure you've experienced this before. You've gotten yourself all excited and pumped up. You tell someone you really care about your plans and they barely listen or care. Or worse, they start pointing out all the reasons why your plan isn't going to work and why it's a bad idea. Crash. You can't remember the last time you felt so deflated. I'll admit that it's hard to stay focused and persistent when people spit on your dreams. Fear of failure, fear of what others think, these are totally normal feelings, but you can't let them debilitate you. Napoleon Hill said, "The fear of criticism robs man of his initiative, destroys his power of imagination, limits his individuality, and takes away his self-reliance." You are destined for greatness. Follow your heart, not the useless criticism and discouragement of those who have forgotten how to live and dream. So many people assume that if they don't try, then they can't fail. If they don't try, no one will criticize them either. The tragedy of this mindset is that they will fail by virtue of never having ever attempted to succeed. George Shin once said, "Growth means change, and change involves risks. Stepping from the known to the unknown." I have always loved the phrase, "Jump, and the net will appear." Consider this. The fact is, Most of the fears we face in life are not life and death situations. And yet we are so gripped by our fears that it's almost as though they were life and death matters. The next time you feel yourself paralyzed by fear, stop and honestly assess your feelings. What is the worst thing that could really happen? Are the possible setbacks really life or death situations, or are they just opportunities to learn and grow, even if they are sometimes unpleasant or painful? Reflect on the fact that almost all successful people have their stories about where they came from and what they had to go through to achieve success. What's more, it's rarely a rosy picture. It might also be worth asking yourself, what is the worst thing that could happen if you do nothing? Chances are the consequences might be more severe in the case of inaction versus action. Either way, there is a price to be paid. Do you want regrets or do you want results? We say no to some things because we are saying yes to other things. You just need to be sure you know what hangs in the balance either way. Sometimes it is a realization of the imminent, stark reality hitting us in the face that provides a momentum for change. Whatever the motivator is, just don't let fear stop you from forging ahead. As you ready yourself for positive changes ahead, watch how you talk to yourself. In other words, there is to be no more talking down to yourself like, well, I blew it again, surprise, surprise. Negative self-talk is a dead giveaway for failure. Thoughts and attitudes are where change begins. Don't take this advice lightly because your thoughts have the power to control your destiny. When you feel or think there is no hope, you are right. Understand that your thoughts control your emotions and your emotions control your actions. What you concentrate on will happen. If your thoughts always focus on rejection and failure, you will see a self-fulfilling prophecy in your life. Change your thoughts, change your focus, and you will change the future. Draw on strength and support from family and friends who will support you. Fortify yourself so that you're immersed in an environment where success can grow from other people's success. When you surround yourself with people, places, and things that inspire you, you feel encouraged. Sometimes we think that all this change your attitude stuff is great, but it doesn't just click like a snap of your fingers. It's true, unfortunately, our progress and results are rarely instantaneous. It can take a lot of effort to muster the mental and emotional fortitude that is necessary to forge ahead when the support seems so distant. This concept underscores my point even more. If you're having trouble mustering the inspiration to change yourself, surround yourself with the people and things that will give you the springboard you need. Understand, you need to remind yourself that even under the best circumstances, progress comes in spurts. There's no sense in waiting for everything to be just right before rolling up your sleeves because it's just never going to happen. Let's face it, fate isn't going to just catapult you to the top without any scrapes or bruises. Sometimes it'll be a matter of taking 3 steps forward and 1 step back. Other times you'll be going through a phase of feeling like you're not taking any steps forward and then you'll suddenly leap ahead by 10 or 20 steps or more. Don't fight the natural growth curve you're going to experience. Success and change is not linear. Now let's explore the difference between change and alteration. This is important in your own life and when you look at your prospects. Is it really a true change or is it just an external alteration? Although these words bear similar meanings, change and alteration are not synonymous. Change is driven from within and governed by the right intentions. Alteration is based on external factors. What others will think. What will impress someone. What will enable you to keep up or maybe even just what will appease someone so they will leave you alone. The trouble with all these examples is that they are most likely to cause greater insecurity, which in turn breeds low self-esteem. When you are feeling low, you're not as likely to feel invigorated and ready to take on your weakness, and a downward cycle results. You've got to forget about any influences that lead you to look to others for approval. If you don't, your happiness and success will always hang at the whims of others. And this reliance will only lead to a very frail emotional existence. You'll never get ahead because you'll always be fretting over and worrying about keeping everyone else happy. You must concentrate on making yourself happy instead. On the surface, many people are open to change, but privately or even subconsciously, they resist change at every turn. When you don't make the changes you know are necessary, you feel weak and depressed. Contrarily, when you successfully make changes, you feel positive and in control. Now, here's the key thing to understand. It is not the change that makes us uneasy or gives us anxiety. It is how we perceive and handle that change. What I want to do now is outline the three key ways in which people make changes in their lives. This is true with your clients, your prospects, and your consumers. One of these ways is more powerful than the others in terms of conscious, lasting change. Drastic circumstances require drastic measures. You could have a heart attack, lose your job, or experience some other sort of personal tragedy where you might not feel compelled to change your situation before. However, such events force you to change. The second way people make change in their lives is slowly but surely. Gradual changes like this are more likely to evolve through personal relationship and other such long-term molding influences. The third change-inducing factor is internal change. Both positive and negative factors can compel you, but it's under this unique method where you have willfully hit the pause button and made a conscious transformational decision. To get change to stick, you must make three things occur. First, you must have a firm commitment to change. You have to have reached the point where, in your mind, there is no other option. Second, you must be willing to pay the price for change's rewards, persisting even when you feel weak. Third, you have to know where the change is taking you. How is this life transformation going to affect your life? What will the end results be? One thing that can really alleviate the fear of the unknown is doing your homework so you know exactly what to expect. Carefully plan your steps towards success, even when you've never been there before. Remember, there is much more security traveling new terrain with a map. When those closest to you seem to be the most discouraging, remember that they have only seen you the way you have always been. They have no experience with the person you're going to become. Fair or not, it's only human nature that we are judged and that we also judge others based on past experience rather than projections of their future potential. Some people may take these sentiments as unsupportive and extremely crushing to their confidence in proceeding. If you fall into this category, do not cast your pearls before swine. This doesn't mean you shouldn't still pursue loving relationship with those around you, but you don't have to constantly be laying everything out on the line for them to scrutinize either. Why make yourself vulnerable to those you know are not going to cheer you on? In this case, it is simply a matter of being careful and wise about who you open up to. On the other hand, some people may find the naysayer to be a serious motivator. Whatever works for you, just go for it. Make sure you keep the positive energy flowing. Finally, we have all heard the saying that a habit is made in 21 days. If such a short-term benchmark motivates you, go for it. But don't believe for a minute that 21 days will make you home free. Certainly, if you can persist in doing something for 21 straight days, you are on the road to success. These short-term successes are important because they enable you to start seeing and tasting what ultimate success might be like. But also remember that even after 2 or 3 months of steady commitment, we can still topple from our new routines. Such an experience would be more closely aligned with alteration than true, lasting change. The key is to continually reinforce your new habit and to hold yourself accountable to your new discipline. That way, you won't revert back to the old habits of your comfort zone. I know you want to change. You know your prospects want to change. What are the obstacles that are holding them back? The biggest obstacles to change are fear, lack of motivation, lack of knowledge, and lack of vision. People will not change if they fear failure, if they don't have a reason to, if they don't know how to, or if they don't know where change will take them. If you want to inspire change in others, you have to make their future rewards stronger than their current fears. If changes are to be lasting and successful, it is essential to have the necessary reinforcement and tools at your disposal to assist you in the transformation process. First of all, we know that one must have the desire before change can take place. Therefore, dangling bait in front of somebody's nose is useless if it's not something they find desirable. What do they want? And do they want it enough? The desire, the burning desire, has to be there. Second, their desire must be surrounded with enthusiasm. They can't say to themselves, oh, that would be nice. They have to feel like, all right, let's do this. Not, yeah, I want that, but. For lasting change to manifest in them, there's no room for half-heartedness or apathetic feelings on the part of your prospects. They must embrace change as their vehicle and step on the gas. Third, your prospects must be open to suggestions, input, and new ideas. Nothing is going to change if they keep doing the same thing they've always been doing all along, right? So, they've got to be open to new possibilities, new ways of thinking, and new ways of doing things. People can't act differently if they don't think differently, and they can't think differently if they aren't open to new information. Fourth, your prospects must have a positive outlook on change as a growing process that will not take place overnight. Nothing sucks the energy out of someone faster than the realization of unrealistic goals or false hopes. At the very first encounter of struggle, such individuals shrink away in defeat. The challenges seem daunting, or they slide into a negative, complacent attitude thinking, see, I knew it wouldn't work. Then they're just back to where they started, or even worse. Since it's one of the leading obstacles to positive lasting change, let's first talk about fear. First of all, what is this debilitating but alarming common emotion? Fear could be anxiety or tension that is caused by danger, harm, pain, or destruction. Fear stems from sources that could be real or imagined. The danger of unchecked fear is that it becomes a vicious cycle. You shy away from things because you're afraid of them, which in turn deprives you of a crucial experience, which in turn feeds your lack of knowledge, which is one of the very things that makes you afraid in the first place. Whatever the root of fear is, there is one thing that is always constant. Fear is an emotion. Like any emotion, it can be redirected. Consider this fact. Psychiatrists find only two fears in a newborn baby, the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. In other words, all other fears are learned, which means they can also be unlearned. Sounds too easy, doesn't it? Let's take a look at the four main steps in overcoming fear. Number one, develop a sound knowledge and understanding of what is triggering your fear. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "Knowledge is an antidote to fear." The statement is so true. We always hear the saying, the fear of the unknown. I'm sure you can think of several examples, both historically and in the modern times, of people who responded irrationally to situations and to people they didn't understand. Has this type of response ever proven to be a good thing? I can't personally think of a time when it has. Knowledge is never going to hurt you. What you don't know, however, will hurt you. In this particular case, knowledge is only going to better equip you to grab your fears by the horns. So, how does one acquire this knowledge? If you don't already know, deep down, what you fear, you've got to pinpoint exactly what you're afraid of. Isolate the fear-inducing thing, person or situation, whatever it is, in writing. Write it down. Number two, ask yourself, what is the worst thing that could happen? Take a serious look at your fear in the face. Is the worst case scenario a life and death situation? Could it even really be considered devastating? And even if it could, will it be more devastating to live an unfulfilled life than to take a chance? You gain strength, courage, and confidence with every experience in which you confront your fears. In retrospect, you're always going to say to yourself, I lived through this. I made it. I can handle whatever else may be coming. Eleanor Roosevelt once very wisely said, you must do the thing you think you cannot do. Number three, allow yourself to feel capable of overcoming your fears. Try to visualize your success to feel what success would feel like. Success has to be real in your mind before you can make it real in true life. We always hear the saying that seeing is believing. Well, actually, in this case, believing first will mean seeing down the road. You can't achieve what your mind doesn't believe. The universe will not reward you physically until you believe it mentally. In fact, Martin Luther King said it best, take the first step in faith. You don't have to see the whole staircase, just take the first step. When you can see positive transformation, when it becomes part of you, it will happen. Every time you feel capable and you mentally see yourself making the changes you want to make, a little chunk of that eternal doubt will erode away. Number four, take decisive action right away. Once you've pinpointed exactly what your fear is, You've mentally confronted the worst case scenario and you let yourself work through the emotions of what your success is going to feel like. Then you must take immediate and decisive action to diminish and ultimately overcome your fear. Hesitation only allows a fear to fester and enlarge. Do something about it before your fear continues to grow. Taking action will empower you. Doing nothing will just perpetuate your feelings of helplessness. Now let's talk about the second most common obstacle to positive lasting change. Lack of motivation. We all have those days when we just don't feel like doing the things we know we need to do. We intend to, but then it still doesn't happen. Well, not only do we have those days, but we could probably point out to such a scenario every single day. Procrastination is just part of the human condition. Oh, I'll get to it later. How do we muster the motivation to get things done and stay on track, even during those inevitable times when we just don't feel like it? Basically, there are only two things that motivate us in life: inspiration and desperation. We either move toward that which inspires us, or we move away from something that fills us with despair or discomfort. The majority of the world's population uses desperation as a motivator. Desperation is like a cattle prod, forcing you to move forward and take action. I can motivate anybody in the world with desperation. The problem is that motivation that is spurred by desperation doesn't last. Think of a person you know who is always lying on the couch. If you douse the couch with gasoline and light a match, you see instant motivation. But once the fire is out, you will see them turn back into a lazy person. If you want motivation to last, you have to rely on inspiration. In desperation mindset, you're always in the worry mode. But when you use inspiration, you focus on your vision. You can see yourself in the future. The positive results that spring from using inspiration as a motivator are obvious. Inspired people tend to be more proactive, passionate, and driven. They are happier and enjoy greater life fulfillment than those who are desperation-driven. If you just check the Help Wanted section in your newspaper, these types of inspired people are always in demand. To be most effective, inspiration needs to be internalized. Motivation becomes long-term when the intended goal taps into one's inner drive and emotion. The key to finding success lies in being emotionally motivated with a purpose. The third obstacle to positive lasting change is lack of knowledge. Sometimes, people are immobilized from moving ahead simply because they don't know what to do or where to begin. To bring change about in your life, you need the necessary knowledge to make the change successful. Consider what you need to read, whom you need to talk to, what seminar workshop you can attend, who could be your coach. Discover all the resources that are available to you. Remember, there is no challenge so unique that humanity has never seen or heard of it before. There are always going to be others who have been through what you're experiencing and who will know exactly what you're up against. It is much better to get as much information as you can from those individuals who've gone through it before you than to try to figure everything out on your own. Think of acquiring knowledge in terms of your own personal development program. Did you know that there is a direct relationship between your personal development program and your income? In the sales industry, we found the more CDs listened to, the more books read, the more seminars attended, the higher the salesperson's income. Brian Tracy tells people that their income will double every year if they just read 30 minutes a day. Lastly, consider the fact that most homes with over $250,000 have a library. I'm not saying that a huge income is your major goal. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But the point is, increased knowledge impacts your output in whatever form it takes on. The bottom line is, the more you learn, the more you earn. Anything you could possibly ever wonder about has most likely already been written about, so invest in the books, the CDs, the seminars, the professional advice, the coaching that are going to give you the knowledge you need to get ahead. As your knowledge increases, you will experience a parallel increase in motivation and desire. In fact, researchers at Harvard University found that those who are learning and growing every day are more optimistic about life. They're more enthusiastic about where they're going and what they're going to accomplish. On the flip side, those who aren't learning and growing every day become negative, pessimistic, doubtful about themselves and their future. The last major obstacle to positive lasting change is lack of vision. As we discussed earlier, being able to visualize your success first is crucial to it actually playing out in real life. If your mind can't conceive it, you sure won't achieve it. Since belief dictates behavior, you've got to believe first. And it is much easier to believe in something if you can visualize it. So, Take the time to vividly imagine and play out in your mind exactly what your successes are. Let your mind create all the details. It's got to be real and authentic in your mind as possible. Taste it, touch it, feel it, eat it, drink it, sleep it, breathe it. Some may find such visualization a frivolous expenditure of time, but I cannot stress its importance strongly enough. This activity is very worthwhile. When I find people who have not tapped into the success skill, I know they are broke. Again, beliefs and attitudes shape your future. Vision is a powerful tool in helping you see the big picture. Once you begin to have a grasp on where today fits into the future, suddenly everything you do today matters. Vision gives us energy, passion, and a reason for living, growing, and working hard. You need to know exactly where you're going to go so you're not going through the motion. Stephen Covey said, "To begin with the end in mind means to start with a clear understanding of your destination. It means to know where you are going so you better understand where you are now and so that the steps you take are always in the right direction." Change is such a key ingredient in helping you discover and achieve success, in helping your prospects, clients achieve their success. Everything you want, you need to persuade others to get, and they have to help them change their world. Change is vital to coping with some of life's most common challenges. Now it's time to really assess where you are on the transformation scale. How badly do you really want to change? When you are committed to change, you are more likely to stick to it long term. When you follow the advice I've given you so far, you will have a well-defined commitment to change that is reinforced by well-planned action. It is also likely that your goals are actually written out and in a place where you can review them often. All these elements must be part of the equation if change is to be successful. So as we explore more about change, understand action without definition will only yield frustration over lots of running around and arriving nowhere. What is happening in your life? Is it activity or accomplishment? A defined desire, no matter how strong and distinct, will remain just that, a desire, if you never get up off the couch. And lastly, if you just have vague hopes with no plan of action, your yearning will amount to nothing more than a puff of smoke. Hope without a plan is a form of delusion. When we have the necessary desire and plan to change, it's time to be brutally honest about the real reasons behind the behaviors and situations we don't like. For example, you may say you're overweight because your depression makes you overeat. But why are you really depressed? Work? Family tensions? The list of bad habit inducers goes on and on. You've got to be ready to admit that your habits are formed for a reason. If you can uncover the reason, you know what kind of battle you're up against. The more you know about what you're dealing with, the more empowered you become to change the results. This transformation mentally also involves changing your thinking. You cannot defend or justify old habits. The more you can change your point of reference, the more you'll be able to expedite change. Sometimes this change incentive is just a new outlook. Other times it means changing your environment or even friends. So remember, understand, before you attempt to overcome a bad habit, be sure you have a well-thought-out plan in place, one that you are committed to being accountable to. For example, don't try to just drop a bad habit cold turkey. Instead, replace it with something else that is both positive and productive, something that will be rewarding to you. Stop focusing on the past and how you used to do something or enjoy something. Instead, focus on the future. It will feel awkward at first, just like when you try to throw a ball with your non-dominant hand. Change in many ways is like exercising for the first time in 5 years. It hurts a little bit. We're getting ripped out of your comfort zone, but as you keep exercising, it starts to feel good and you actually crave it. It will take some time to get used to, but you will eventually become accustomed to it. If you can keep yourself constantly engaged in things you can find rewarding and invigorating, you will no longer have a need to avoid your problems. Understand that you can change certain things in your life. Some things you should not change, or you simply cannot change. If an acorn wants to grow up to be a redwood, it's not going to happen because it's simply not what nature intended. If you are the size of an offensive tackle in football, you probably will never be a professional jockey. You will find what is possible if you really put your mind to it and follow your heart. Your heart will tell you what you can or cannot do and will guide you toward the path you should take. Take time out to be alone with your thoughts. Turn off the TV or radio in your car. It's okay to be alone. It's perfectly acceptable to listen to your thoughts and to find out what your heart is telling you. If you never allow yourself any alone time, you might never find out what your dreams, desires, or passions really are. Change is critical to your success and happiness. Change is critical in your ability to persuade and influence. I cringe to think what might happen in our lives if we don't allow ourselves the opportunity to make the appropriate changes. Sure, we can pretend that we don't need to change and there's nothing wrong with our lives. Then, however, we soon forget the consequences of not taking action and making the changes we know we need to make. Let me tell you a story that illustrates the point very well from Samuel Whitman. The ice storm wasn't generally destructive. True, a few wires came down and there was a sudden jump in accidents along the highway. Normally, the big walnut tree could have easily borne the weight that formed on its spreading limbs. It was the iron wedge in its heart that caused the damage. The story of the iron wedge began many years ago when the lad of a white-haired farmer toiled on his father's homestead. The sawmill had only recently been moved from the valley, and the settlers were still finding tools and odd pieces of equipment scattered about. On this particular day, it was a faller's wedge, wide, flat, and heavy, a foot or more long, and splayed from mighty poundings which he found in the south pasture. Now understand, the wedge is put in a cut made by an axe and then struck with a large hammer to enlarge the cut. Because he was already late for dinner, he laid the wedge between the limbs of a young walnut tree his father had planted near the front gate. He would take the wedge to the shed right after dinner or sometime when he was going that way. He truly meant to, but he never did. The wedge was there between the limbs. It was a little tight, and then he attained his manhood. It was there, now firmly gripped. When he was married, he took over his father's farm. It was half grown over on the day the threshing crew ate dinner under the tree. Grown in and healed over, the wedge was still in the tree the winter the ice storm came. In the chill silence of that wintry night, one of the three major limbs split away from the trunk and crashed to the ground. This so unbalanced remained at the top that it too split apart and went down. When the storm was over, not a twig of the once proud tree remained. Early the next morning, the farmer went out to mourn the loss. Then his eyes caught sight of something in the splintered ruin. "The wedge," he muttered reproachfully. "The wedge I found in the south pasture." A glance told him why the tree had fallen. Growing edge up in the trunk, the wedge had prevented the limb fibers from knitting together as they should. So understand, as you think about this story, if we neglect change, if we try to bury our problems in our life, the wedge of not changing will be more destructive than the hammer of change. Open yourself up to see what you really want to become. Set the course and then make the changes. You and you alone can navigate your life. See the horizon of success and never let anything take you off course. So this month, I want you to think about one habit you're going to change. And what are you going to replace it with? Ask yourself what it's going to cost if you don't make the change. Think about what resources you have to help you with the change, who you can talk to, what you can read, what you can do. What type of success will you see? What will be your reward? Will there be any temporary setbacks? Have you identified your greatest obstacle? Have you identified your greatest obstacle to change? Change is everything. Understand change within yourself. Understand human nature. Your prospects may resist change. You have to understand how you get them from point A to point B. And let me close again with my favorite quote from Jim Rohn. For things to change, you must change. And for things to get better, you must get better.